If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN, John Landecker, the garage sale millionaire. Aaron?
Yes.
How do you say your last name?
Lapidus.
Lapidus. It sounds like something from Shakespeare, you know.
I love it.
Lapidus.
It's a beautiful poem.
All right. I want to tell you that I got all the radio equipment I'm using right now. I got it at a garage sale. Only kidding. Aaron Lapidus, the garage sale millionaire. Everybody's been to a garage sale. A lot of people have put on a garage sale. Never thought about making that much money, and certainly not a million. And you've written a book about that. And according to what I've been told, you started out at nine, sort of flipping coins. But I don't think that means flipping them up in the air and catching them. I mean, I'm guessing that that means trading them with somebody for another coin. Am I right?
It was actually... I did start at nine doing garage sales. That got me my foray into all my teens. I needed bigger and more things that I could make a bigger profit on, and that's where coins came on in.
We're talking about valuable coins, obviously.
Yep, gold and silver coins.
You know, silver coins.
Right now,
yeah,
just hit $36, over $36 an ounce, and has... Last week went over 37. So those were, I was collecting silver dollars and gold coins. And you know, this is the reason, because silver and gold is going to hit a high. But back then I was doing it for half the price.
So the process of becoming a millionaire in the garage sale world sounds to me almost like an impossible goal, unless you know you're in the Hamptons and every rich person on earth is having a garage sale and, you know, there's a $2 million painting up there. I mean, how do you determine all of this? How does this work?
So back then I was doing several garage sales, you know, at my parents' house, I'd have two a year and then I'd go to other garage sales. And then I would do coins and baseball cards. And, you know, after 12 years of doing a good job and never wasting my money, it added up quick. And so in my early 20s, my claim to fame is I was a millionaire. And I took that money, opened up a big art gallery that my wife and I did very well at. And then the rest is pretty much history.
What were some of the things that you got during that time at a garage sale that ended up with you being a millionaire? I mean, what specific items?
You have to know, I was turning back then, buying and selling, and this was, you know, the 70s and the 80s.
Okay.
So I was buying everything from, it wasn't only garage sales. I would go to estate sales. I would take little ads in the paper on selling stuff, and I was buying stuff from little ads in the paper. A lot of it had to do with actually baseball cards and coins. And you don't need to do that many times to where you start to rack up big numbers. And I was buying $20,000-$30,000 of coins when I was in my teens.
Wow.
It blew my father's mind, because a lot of these deals I had to do, my dad had to drive me there.
Come on, my millionaire son, I'll take you to the next site.
Yeah.
So
believe me, when he did my taxes for the first time, you should have saw his jaw
drop. Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So have you ever had, well, you said you and your wife have a business going, an art gallery, I guess. But before that, have you ever had another job other than a garage sale person?
That's a great question. I was a lifeguard in my late teens, which has actually been my favorite job of all time. But Oh, to be a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but no, I've not worked for anybody else except for that. And but I did very well. You know, I always looked for a job. I thought back then everybody had jobs. They worked for other people.
Right, right.
And it's not like it is now. And I felt weird, and I kept on looking for a job when I was flipping coins and stamps and all this stuff. And my father would say, "Aaron, why are you looking for a job? You have a job." And I go, "Dad, I don't go anywhere. I just do these deals and make money." He goes, "Son, you're making more money than most of America."
It, no doubt. And I would imagine with the arrival of the internet, that must have had some effect on garage sales and viewing collections and assigning a value to them. Is that true?
Well, it was bigger than that.
eBay. Yeah, okay.
eBay changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
So when I went to, I embraced the internet very quickly, and the people embraced the internet and eBay were able to move what they found at garage sales and estate sales rapidly. And that's probably one of the helpful reasons that I got as big as I did, as quick as I did.
Hold that thought, Aaron. We're taking a break. Coming back with more with the Garage Sale Millionaire on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker back with the Garage Sale Millionaire, Aaron Lapidus. So if somebody wanted to get into this, what should they buy and what should they stay away from, do you think?
Well, John, the very first thing they should buy is my book, How to Become the Garage Sale Millionaire.
Of course. Of course.
But after that.
After that, yeah.
You know, they should find collections that are important to them. You know, some people are really into old books.
Yeah.
Stamps.
Right.
Even old bamboo fly fishing reels and rods and all that, and just become an expert in a handful of things. So when you are looking at auctions and garage sales, you could be an instant expert. But after that, you just need to be prepared to buy anything that you can turn and make money. And I have to tell you, the easiest way, John, to figure this out is have the eBay app open.
Oh, yeah.
And click into what people are selling you. So if somebody has, you know, I don't know, a piece of an old toy that's in the packaging and it looks great, well, you take a picture of the barcode inside of eBay, and eBay will go right to all the listings and see what that item is going for right now. And then you can go into completed section of eBay, and that will tell you what it sold for in the last 90 days. So in the palm of your hand, you know, you can do a lot of amazing things. And so it doesn't matter what you buy. It's just as long as you are buying stuff at a good deal that you can make a profit.
Yeah, so we're not talking anymore, or maybe we are, about what's in my mind about the stereotypical garage sale. That is, it's on somebody's front lawn. They've got some tables set up, and there's a bunch of stuff. Come on over. We're not talking about that, are we?
No. We are talking some of those. I still go to garage sales, the old-fashioned ones.
Okay.
But now you have Facebook Marketplace. You have Nextdoor Marketplace.
Yeah.
Where people are taking their items that normally would be on their front lawn and taking pictures of them and selling them online. And people are making a lot of money. There are people out there that just buy sofas and couches. That's all they do. They buy it and resell them. I just met a fellow because I had a pool table that because I fix and flip homes also because I get bored easy. That's a whole nother topic.
Yes. But
I put it on Facebook Marketplace. He bought it. I talked to him about it. That's all he does. He fixes and flips pool tables, and he's busy 40 to 50 hours a week because he specialized in one thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way you do it. You know,
that's the way you do
it. I know a lot of people that just will buy stuff and then resell them on a bigger platform. You know, they'll find items that are more smaller and easier to ship, and mm-hmm. they'll buy them on Facebook Marketplace and then sell them on eBay.
What, do they ever actually come in physical contact with these items?
They have to. On Facebook Marketplace, you actually have to go and pick them up. And, John, that will be the another thing that I tell you. If you never send money to anybody unless it is through eBay or PayPal that you have protections, because there are so many scams going on that you got to be careful.
Oh, I know that. I know that. And I'm not surprised that it's, well, they're scamming eBay. They're scamming, you know, text messages, emails. You know, scam is part of our culture now, I think more than ever before. How can you tell the real from the fake?
Well, you know, it's what they're doing, how they're asking for money. If they're asking for it in advance, that's a good telltale. If they need it in advance. Or if they're asking for a deposit in advance. One of the biggest scams is on Facebook right now where they're cloning people's names. You'll see a friend of yours selling a whole bunch of items you never know they had. You look at them, you call them, and it would be all through text, and they'll say, great, done deal, I'm out of town. Can you give me a deposit so I can hold it for you to a PayPal address that has mostly numbers and letters? That's a big scam. Or somebody says, I can't come and pick it up. I'm going to send a moving company. I'll have a certified check sent to you. All I need you to do is, I apologize, it's a certified check that I'm going to pay you more than what you're asking. Give the cash portion to the mover of it when they take the item, and I'm going to give you a couple extra bucks for the inconvenience. Those certified checks are all junk. Never take certified checks, Western Union checks.
Yeah.
It's either cash, Venmo is acceptable,
right,
PayPal,
right.
If you're getting paid, where you can actually see it hit your account. So, John, you got to be careful.
And I would think that there's just an absolute wide, wide world of products, if that's the right term. I don't even know what could be excluded. I mean, you could probably, you know, coins, wine, art, I'm thinking animation cells, certainly sports memorabilia, all of those things. I think at some point, some of them are quite valuable if you have them.
John, you could stick me anywhere in North America on any given Saturday, and I can make money at a garage sale. I don't care what they're well known for. Just give me a couple hundred bucks and an internet connection, and I'll double my money.
Gotcha. So this is really, I'm repeating myself, but we're not talking about walking around the neighborhood. We're talking about getting online and seeing,
finding out where the garage sales
are.
But I can go to garage sales. I can go Facebook Marketplace, because the thing you have to know, and it's easy when people hear my voice, God, that's easy. Well, it's easy to buy stuff, but first you have to buy at the right price. Well, once you have it, what do you do with it? And so knowing where you sell it and how to resell it is the other big thing. I talk about storage units, buying storage units. Everybody sees it on TV, but what they don't know is those storage wars, you know, all those shows are fake. It's reality, and reality shows aren't reality. They're a bunch of garbage, but it gets people thinking that they can do it.
Right.
Well, you can do it, but you have to understand, what are you going to do once you win these units? And that's what I talk about in the book, How to Become the Garage Sale Millionaire. You need to always make sure, once you buy it, how can you sell it? Or else you're going to use your cash and you're going to deploy it, but the only way to make money is when somebody wants to pay you more for what you just bought.
Right. And we're coming into warmer weather, although it's occurred to me since talking to you that the garage sale out on the lawn is a very secondary market compared to searching the internet, searching Facebook Marketplace, and other sites that they have things for sale. And then you spot something on Facebook Marketplace or eBay and you want to negotiate. Can you do that?
On eBay, 100%. So let's just buy it now. you make offers on eBay all the time. They'll either accept or counter with you. On Facebook Marketplace, every day of the week, you're making an offer. They have it listed. You're saying, is this still there? I'll give you, you're wanting $100. I'm going to offer you $60. I'll have cash. I'll pick it up, or I'll Venmo you as soon as I see it. Everywhere, people are expecting, people are going to make offers on those items.
Well, we've been talking to Aaron Lapidus, who is the author of Garage Sale Millionaire, because he's a garage sale millionaire. Get it? Where do we get the book, Aaron? Wait a minute.
So you can I want to get the book,
and then I want to haggle with somebody about its price so I can make money on it. I'm kidding. Where do we get the book?
Well, you will learn how to do that from the book. So you can either go to Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, SaleMillionaire.com. You can also learn about me on Facebook, or go look at all my videos on my YouTube channel. But going to my website will get you the book, How to Become the Garage Sale Millionaire.
I'll tell you what, I'm heading to your YouTube channel right now. It's been great talking to you, Aaron. All the best with the book and the future.
Thank you very much, John, for having me on.